Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth and Jason, I just want to let you know that they are working on our telecommunications equipment again. And I may get knocked off. If I do, Gwyneth... please go solo, and I will retry to I'll try and retry to connect, and maybe I will be able to do that. And Gwyneth, I want to make sure that you got and read an email that I sent you prior to us talking about the heritage of different groups of people. Did you get that email?
I got the email about falling down.
Yeah.
I guess this one. I actually found a copy of the movie online, and I downloaded it.
Uh-huh.
I only watched the first 20 minutes or so. I just ran out of time. But I don't think I saw your email about the heritage of certain people.
Okay, well, if you could read that, it's just one or two sentences at the most. If you could read that before we start that topic in class. But
okay.
Falling Down, class, have you seen that movie? It's a great movie about a guy, middle-aged guy, stuck in a traffic jam, and he's not moving forward. Nobody's moving forward. Five lanes across, like Los Angeles type of a traffic jam. And he looks forward. He kind of gets a better vantage point, you know, kind of stands up a little bit, can't see anything moving, looks behind him, gridlock behind him, side by side, front to back, total gridlock, no movement whatsoever, and he just walks away. So that's it. It's at it. And he just leaves. And it kind of reminded me of me in a couple ways. I kind of walked away from the corporate life. Not quite like that. I was in a meeting with my boss, senior vice president of the bank, and he said something that I didn't like. And I just said, my whole team was in the meeting with him, and I just said, excuse me. And I walked over to my my office, and I... did an F-disk, F-D-I-S-K, on my hard drive, which is a total wipeout. And I left. And they never saw me again. True story. And that's my version of falling down. I had absolutely had it with the corporate lifestyle where...
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah, where you work really hard
the
to prove yourself.
I was just reading the email here, the Small Hat Nation.
Yeah, well, just be real careful what we say, because we can get thrown off the air for helping them attain more fame or something like that. But anyway, so Falling Down was my version. The movie was my version of what I did. Just walking away from the corporate world. And then what happens to the main character in this movie is everything becomes an impediment. You know, he wants to get something to drink. It's a real hot day. He's really thirsty. Wants to get a drink. And this is from all from memory of maybe 30 years, 25 years when I first saw it. But he wanted to get something to drink out of a soda machine and didn't have the right change. So he wanted to get change from inside the convenience store. And they said you have to buy something in order to get change. And he kind of loses his mind. And then he gets held up by a bunch of thugs, a little group of thugs, and just, that's it. And he just loses his mind and takes care of business. That's kind of what happened to me. So, great, great movie if you'd like to watch it. And that's not exactly what happened to me, but the sentiment is pretty much the same in some respects. Not all respects, but just some respects. Just the part where he walks away from corporate or from society, in my case, it would be a corporate rat race. And I was just, you know, on the treadmill along with everybody else. And while I was working hard to prove myself, to build better systems, to do the best job I could to ride for the brand, there were people who were shaking the ladder and pulling me off the ladder as I was climbing up the ladder. They didn't like it. They didn't like the fact that I worked longer, harder, and did more, produced more. And it just made them look bad, and they hated me for it. So what they did was they'd shake the ladder, pull me off the ladder, cut the rungs off the ladder. I mean, all that stuff. And it's absolutely true. And it's a disgusting environment. It truly is. And it's even worse today because you get rewarded not for hard work, proven results, and effort, honesty, and integrity. You get rewarded for who you know and what color you are and what group you're in those kinds of things. It shouldn't be about anything other than performance. It shouldn't be about color. It shouldn't be about race. It shouldn't be about any or sex, whether you're male or female. It should, and only two sexes, by the way. It shouldn't be about anything other than hard work, proven results, and effort. And you know, in the world of preparedness, I don't think anybody in their right mind would be sitting around the farm dinner table talking about what was accomplished that day and what needs to be accomplished tomorrow and the next day and in the near future and then in the long-term future, you know, what the accomplishments are. I don't think anybody's saying, wait a minute. We don't have enough of this color. Or we don't have enough transsexuals. We don't have enough homosexuals. We don't have enough, you know, of any particular race. I don't think anybody would even, in their right mind, would even mention something like that. Because it's not relevant. What's relevant is accomplishments, planning, engineering, detail, persistence, stick-to-itiveness, results, lack of mistakes. It's important not to make mistakes. And that's how I see it. I've talked to our family, and I've talked to friends, and I've talked to people who are interested in learning about this, and it's really important not to make mistakes. Mistakes are very, very expensive. And if you have one pitchfork, and that's the only pitchfork you have to work your garden, and someone breaks it by carelessness behavior or reckless behavior, that's totally unacceptable. So where are you going to get another pitchfork, right? That's what this is all about. So, Gwyneth, where would you like to start today?
Okay. I think I've been wanting to talk about tree legumes for the last few weeks. And every time it's been pushed to the back of the broadcast, and we've never gotten around to it. But it's really, really important. I would like to. Could I start with the tree legumes?
Absolutely,
please?
Absolutely, and absolutely. And yes. You know, Rich says the same thing in different words. He says he's got so much to talk about, and we don't get through all of it. And that's absolutely true. So yeah, let's do it right now.
Yeah. The reason why what tree legumes are they're trees that grow beans. And most of them fix nitrogen in the soil. So they're legumes, they're bean plants or pea plants. But instead of being an annual vine, they are a bush or they are a tree. They're a shrub or they're a tree. They're made of wood instead of just being a annual herb, like most bean and pea plants are that are in your garden. But they have the same function, that they fix nitrogen and sometimes also other minerals as well into the soil, like carob fixes phosphorus in the soil, for instance. But carob doesn't actually fix nitrogen, it fixes phosphorus instead. But they're really, really important as far as I'm concerned. If anyone wants to set up a self-sufficient farm preparedness property for a few reasons, one of them is that they, because they are a perennial tree, and some of them, they vary. Some of them live five, seven, 10 years, 4 years, whatever. But some of them will live 20, 30, 50, 100, more than 100 years, depending on their species. And most of them, or not most of them, but quite a number of them have edible foliage that you can cut and use as fodder for your livestock. Cattle or horses or sheep or goats or whatever it is that you have, even pigs. And most of them, or quite a number of them, also have edible seeds. So it's very important to point out that not all beans are edible. Some beans are actually toxic, so you have to make sure that you know what legume you're dealing with. Because even the legumes with toxic beans will still fix nitrogen in your soil. So from that point of view, they're still useful, but you can't eat them because they're poisonous. They'll hurt you. And that would be legumes like wisteria, for instance, has a poisonous bean. You can't eat it. And jacaranda is another one that is a tree legume, but it has poisonous foliage and a poisonous bean. But there are quite a number of them that have excellent edible forage that even you could eat, I could eat, and certainly your animals can eat, and also edible pods or edible beans. You know, some of them you can eat the young pods, some of them you can eat the beans, others of them you can eat both. And so I would like to go through the properties of a few of these, if you don't mind, Vincent. So,
Sure, go ahead. Sounds great.
Yeah, okay. I think that I know that a number of, probably most of our class in the United States. So most of these useful tree legumes actually come from the southern or southwest United States or Mexico or Central and South America. Most of them come from that area. But there's some of them come from Europe. And if you are living in area that tends to have a lot of...
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, we're talking about tree and bush legumes, peas and beans. And it's quite interesting. We even feed it to our cows. Gwyneth, please continue.
Okay. Now, if you're living in an area that has quite a bit of snow during the winter, probably about the best tree legume or bush legume for your area is going to be Siberian pea shrub. Okay. It has edible forage. And it has edible beans and edible pods when they're young. When they're a bit older, they get a bit woody and tough, so they're not so good to eat them, but you can still eat the beans. You plant it once, and you can keep trimming it every, you know, when it begins to grow in the spring and it puts on a, you know, quite a bit of bushy growth, then, you know, maybe every 5 or 6 weeks, you can give it a haircut and you can feed your animals with it. And this is how it is with all of the tree legumes and all of the bush legumes. They operate on it probably about, you can cut their forage about every 35 or 40 something days. So about every 5 or 6 weeks. The Siberian pea shrub, its advantage is it's hardy all the way down to zone 2. So even if you are in the subarctic, you can grow Siberian pea shrub. It will be deciduous in that climate. It'll lose its leaves. So, you know, you do your last cut in the fall, in the autumn, and give it about, a month or 6 weeks to grow new foliage, and then, you know, it has to have hard foliage, at least one lot of hard foliage on it, so that it can store up energy before it loses its leaves for the winter. And this is how it is with all of the tree and bush legumes. If they are deciduous in your climate, you should do your last cut at the beginning of autumn or at the beginning of fall. And this is it. But the reason why you want to grow these is that they put nitrogen into the soil. And because of the war in Ukraine, there is a global shortage of ammonium nitrate fertilizer. And because of that, there's people are going to have a lot of trouble producing crops. But in areas of the world where the farmers can't get a hold of ammonium nitrate fertilizers, what they do is they plant tree legumes. So they'll have an alley of tree legumes, and then they'll have an alley of crop. So let's say you've got however wide your machine is, that's, you know, and you leave probably about 3 to 5 feet on each side, however wide enough it is, so that, you know, you're not going to be scraping and bumping into the edge of your lane. And you have the laneway wide enough so that your machine can fit down it. And then you have the tree legumes on either side. And then you have the next laneway. Does that make sense, Vincent? And that's how you arrange your pastures. And that's arrange pastures in parts of the world where they can't get a hold of chemical fertilizers like ammonium nitrate.
And what is nitrogen fixing? Yeah. So what is nitrogen fixing? It's plants whose roots are colonized by bacteria that extract nitrogen from the air and convert it or fix it into a form that's required for growth. So as far as I remember, nitrogen is about... the content of the atmosphere is about 78% nitrogen, so there's plenty of it. And getting plants to do the hard lifting for us makes a lot of sense. That's what Gwyneth is talking about. We'll be right back with more about edible plants, foraging, and more about how to grow your garden.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump claims he has evidence and a detailed report showing fraud occurred during the 2020 general election in Georgia. Trump says he will release the details during a news conference next week in Bedminster, New Jersey. The Pacific Northwest is in for hot temperatures this week as a heat wave blankets the region. Heat-related warnings and advisories have been issued in parts of Washington, Idaho, Oregon, Montana, and California. Forecasters urge people in those states to prepare for triple-digit temperatures through tomorrow. The world's richest university is encouraging its students to apply for food stamps. In a school flyer last week, Harvard University reminded its grad students they can apply for food stamps. Some wonder why. Harvard has an endowment fund of $53 billion. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, you've heard me recommend watching this disgusting Netflix series called Suits. Well, it's shown on Netflix anyway. And it's about a law firm in Manhattan, New York City, USA. And it's about these greedy, twisted morals, egocentric, self-centered, me-first lawyers who are willing to do anything it takes to win and to make money. And they specialize, this particular law firm that is topic of the series, as well as some of the individual despicable characters. This law firm wants to hire only, their policy is only to hire Harvard graduates. Harvard Law School graduates. And if you just heard the bottom of the hour news, Harvard has a $53 billion endowment, the richest university that I know of. And they have reportedly, yesterday, advised their graduate students, to apply for food stamps and to participate in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program called SNAP, S-N-A-P, federal program. The wealthiest of the wealthy, the greediest of the greedy, as portrayed in the series Suits. Y'all go get your food stamps. That's what's wrong with this country. Absolutely wrong with this country. We've got a plagiarist vacationing on the beach. Hawaii is on fire. And people are really suffering. And then the locusts, the parasites, are trying to buy, as we said they would, trying to buy up these burned out properties at less than their fair market value, even though they're burned, to make a buck. Gates and Zuckerberg have reportedly tried to buy property in Hawaii, and the inhabitants, the residents, the owners of those 99-year leases don't want to sell. Maybe this is their way of forcing them to sell, setting Maui on fire. And you're going to find out there's a lot to this story. The electric company didn't shut off the electricity. Power lines came down, set fires wherever they were. It's amazing. It's amazing what people will do through greed and stupidity. And I think a lot of this has to do with greed of the wealthy and the takeover of the land on the island of Hawaii. I think that's what this is all about, and that's what we said. No change in our tune. Now, of course, don't believe anything that I say. Don't believe anything that you hear in the media. Don't believe anything you see in the media or read in the media. Do your own research. Make up your own mind. Gwyneth, back to beans and peas.
Yeah. Just on a related topic to what you were talking about with the food stamps and the Harvard graduates, I'm an Ivy League graduate too, from Melbourne University, which is like one of the top universities in my country, Australia. But it doesn't matter if you are a housewife or a college graduate, a senior lawyer, you know, a principal lawyer at a law firm. Everybody's going to have to know how to grow vegetables. And everybody's going to have to know how to keep animals, chickens, and such like. You know, maybe sheep, maybe cattle, maybe pigs, maybe horses, some sort of livestock animal. You are going to have to know how to keep them. You're going to have to know how to look after them. And a big part of that is tree legumes, because they generally provide in the neighbourhood of 20% protein, which is about the level of protein that you get in most layer pellet mixes, just over 20% protein in most layer pellet mixes, which means that you would need to have 365 tree legume plants growing, okay, to get one crop off of each plant per year. But actually, like we mentioned, most of these tree legumes, you can cut them even in quite a cold climate three or maybe four times a year. But you have to also take account that you're going to have to cut some of this forage and hang the branches up, okay? If you've got a tractor with all the proper equipment and you can make bales of lucerne hay, lucerne is the next one on our list that I'm going to discuss, because lucerne is another one of these tree legumes. Although it's more of a bush than a tree, it generally doesn't grow to be more than about 3 or 5 feet tall, but its nutritional profile is absolutely splendid. And I was saying, Vincent, you've got to get some tree legumes. You've got to get some lucerne growing on your place. And you said, yeah, well, but you've got to have special equipment to cut the lucerne. You can cut it with hand tools, but it's a big job. It is a big job. You can sow it. You remember your ATV seed sower, Vincent?
Well, certainly. It's a class.
For the 5 gallon bucket.
Yeah. Yeah, for those who don't know what we're talking about, we have a small four wheeler, a 250cc four wheeler, and it has a milk crate from a company that went out of business on the back, one of those heavy duty milk crates. It's held on by stainless steel hose clamps. And the milk crate has these great big, roughly 2-inch by 2-inch or maybe larger holes in the bottom of the plastic. And I took a 5 gallon bucket and I drilled holes in the bottom, about 30 holes. And each hole is about 3 times the size of the seeds that I want to sow, like clover seeds, for example, 3 times the size. Or crabgrass seeds. And I put a block of wood under the center of the bucket. So this block of wood is probably 4 inches by 4 inches, 4 inches square by 4 inches, and two, like a 2x4, but 4 inches long. And I put a screw through that, and if you put this bucket down, it will not lie flat. It will wobble. So I put the seeds in the bucket, put the lid on the bucket, fill the bucket about half full with seeds. And the block of wood under the center of the bottom, as you hit bumps, this bucket tumbles around inside the milk crate because it doesn't fit tightly. And that wobbling shakes the seeds loose so they don't stick. And I just drive in a matrix across the field, and then I go the opposite direction. I'm sorry, the 90-degree direction from that. So I make a crisscross across the field, and I drop seeds very sparingly. I don't have to use a lot of them. And then in a year, they grow, and in 2 years, they've multiplied. It works absolutely great. I let them seed themselves. And one of the legumes that we use is Lespedeza, and it's spelled L-E-S. P-E-D-E-Z-A. And it works great. And the cows love it. And back to you.
Lespedeza, did you say? How do you say that?
L-E-S-P-E-D-E-Z-A. Lespedeza.
Lespedeza. Okay, I haven't heard of that one. But anyway, that's really great. Because all of the tree and perennial legumes, like I said, not all of them, but quite a number of them are excellent livestock fodders. And, the thing about lucerne is that the regular planting rates that are recommended, if you go with what the Department of Agriculture says, they say 400 plants to the square meter. And I think that's a huge number. If you look at what a mature lucerne bush that is just left to itself actually looks like, it grows to be between 3 and 5 feet tall. And between 3 and 5 feet wide. And how you can fit 400 of those in a square meter, a square yard, is, you know, pretty mind-blowing. I think that that they go with the bonsai version, that they plant them deliberately so close so that they can squeeze as many plants into a square meter as possible. But that leads to pest and disease problems, because the pests and the diseases of the lucerne, they come along and they find a banquet laid on for them. And the Department of Agriculture themselves says, listen, we can't keep doing this for more than about 4 or 5 years because the system wipes itself out. But if you go to a country wayside in area, in particular areas, you're going to see lucerne growing by the side of the road with nobody looking after it. And the seeds have been brought there by birds or in the dung of animals, you know, rabbits or whatever, you know, whatever animals happen to be wandering through, or deer. And they eat the lucerne pods and they poop out the lucerne seeds. The lucerne seeds grow on the side of the road. And they're perfectly happy there with nobody looking after them. And they don't just grow for 3 or 5 years and then die. They grow and they grow and then they grow some more and then they grow some more. And they form a patch that will stay there for decades. And so I tend to agree with you, Vincent, that you should underplant from the seeding rate that is recommended by your local Department of Agriculture. And I would say probably 100 seeds to the square meter is probably going to be adequate. Because if half of them germinate and reach adulthood, well, that still means that you've got 50 plants to the square meter.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
It's always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us, and we're talking about legumes and fixing nitrogen in the soil. And, class, I just want to share something with you. I mentioned I try to weave these lessons into each broadcast when I can. We talked about propane and how it's necessary. At least I think it's necessary as a fuel that you can store indefinitely, as long as you don't have a leak in your tank. Well, there's a website that I suggest you consider going to. It's called TradingEconomics.com, T-R-A-D-I-N-G, economics.com. And you can look up the price of propane. And you'll see that there are times when you should buy propane historically. There are trends that you can follow. It's not always the case, but it is the case right now. And the time to buy propane is when it's really hot. Really hot. And just after. But propane companies don't like to deliver propane when it's hot because they can't fill the tank more than, let's say, 75%. So when it cools down just a little bit into the 80s, they can fill it about 80%. Needs room for expansion because propane is compressed into a liquid. So in September of last year, September 22, propane was $1.09 a gallon, wholesale. That's not what you pay. That's what the propane company buys it for. Right now, it's been really hot, right? August 15th, propane is 66 cents a gallon, wholesale. That's a dramatic reduction from last year's price in September when people are starting to say, well, you know, I ought to tank up or top off because winter's coming. You want to get ahead of those guys. So, like, right now seems to be the time to buy propane. Now, all bets could be off with random walk incidents, such as, oh, some head of state dies, or a shot is fired with a missile and people panic, or war starts out, you know, breaks out. Those kinds of things change everything instantly. So, barring those events, now looks like a pretty good time to consider buying propane. I think the price is going to start going up, 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 up throughout the winter. The last thing you want to do is have your propane company do an automatic fill for you. So they say, well, you know, we got this meter and we can see, or historically, the degree days, we know how much propane you're using historically, so we're going to, you know, make sure you don't run out. You know, just as a convenience, we'll make sure you don't run out. Well, they fill your tank when the propane is the highest cost, in the winter. Okay? That's what they do. So just wanted to share that thought. We own our own tanks. and we buy the propane and pay for it. We don't go, we don't use those prepaid contracts because we've seen in the past here in Missouri, people have bought propane prepaid for 1,000 gallons of propane, and then the propane company says, well, there's a shortage and we can't deliver it to you. So buy it, pay for it, take delivery. Max as well. Buy the best, pay cash, and take delivery. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, getting back to Lucerne, Lucerne's actually an absolutely marvelous crop. Okay. Because depending on your location, there's different strains of Lucerne, which is why you should, if you're going to put in a Lucerne crop, you should just not buy a packet of alfalfa seed from the health shop and think you can take it home and grow it. It will grow. But for all you know, that Lucerne could have been raised in the north of Alaska. You'd never know it because it's such a versatile plant. And the thing is, if you get the north of Alaska strain and you happen to be living in, Georgia, then, you know, you're going to get a good crop of lucerne, but, that lucerne, as soon as the weather starts to get even a little bit cold, is going to decide to drop its leaves and go into dormancy. So you've got a winter number associated with each strain of lucerne, and that winter number is the relates to where you live, okay? And in some climates, lucerne is actually not deciduous; it's evergreen in some climates. And in other climates, it's deciduous, which is actually a good thing because it means that if you live in a snow climate, you can still grow lucerne. You can grow lucerne all the way down to zone 2, but you'll have to have a winter number 2 lucerne if you are living in zone 2, which is like Alaska. You can grow lucerne, but you have to go to your local seed merchant. And you have to say, could I have some seed of winter 2 lucerne? And that's the terminology that you need to use. And whatever your USDA zone is, that's the winter number you should ask for in lucerne. So right here, we are zone 9B. So that means that I need winter 9.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.